So we were talking about, we just cut in to talk a little about your going from a one-room schoolhouse to 40 children in a class. And what was that like for you?
Scary. It was really overwhelming when I look back. I didn't like it. I was very unhappy for quite a while. I didn't want to leave the farm in the first place. I mean, you leave all the animals, your horse that you rode all the time, and all the great things about a farm, and you leave, you go to the city. And then, of course, there are all those city kids who are making fun of the hicks from the farm.
How old were you?
11.
They all had bicycles where you'd had a horse, right? Some of them had bicycles.
Not all of them.
Okay.
So I finished up, that was the Eastwood School, and then I finished there and started grade 9, which was high school those days, at Eastwood. And I went there for 2 years, 9 and 10, and then talked my parents into letting me go to commercial high school to switch, because I wanted to take commercial courses.
You knew you weren't going to go to the university, so you thought you might look at business.
I didn't want to be a teacher. I didn't want to be a nurse. My father really wanted me to be a nurse. I had no desire to be a nurse at that time, and I certainly didn't want to teach. And I wanted to be, you know, get secretarial skills, which I did. I went to commercial high school and graduated from there. So, and we had the Olympic girls basketball team. Came from Edmonton, the Edmonton Grants, and they played all over the United States because girls' basketball was very, very much in those years. And I wanted to play, and I did play on the team, but they made so much fun of my long legs, and we wore short shorts, that I quit playing.
Was this the other girls made fun, or the boys?
No, the guys, you know, would be whistling and calling me snake hips and all these remarks, and I just hated it, and so I quit playing basketball.
Was your father encouraging you to play?
Of course. He thought I was stupid when I quit.
You enjoyed it, it was just the other part of it.
I didn't like, you know, everybody looking at me and making fun of me.
And did they travel? They used to travel some too.
Oh yeah, they went all over. They went all over the United States and everything. And as I said, I don't know where they did the Olympics.
Oh,
in 1936, I think.
I think that was the last one. Didn't they get canceled for the war then?
They canceled out 40.
Yeah.
40, they canceled out.
Yeah.
So did you travel with them at all out of Edmonton?
No. I just played on the school team, you know,
right
there. But they also...
That was the feeder. Those were the feeder team.
Right. And... the principal of the school was the coach of the basketball team.
So he was encouraging you.
Yeah.
Were you tall, considered tall?
I was 5'6", mm-hmm. which was, you know, quite tall in those days, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it was all arms and legs, you know.
Right.
Didn't like the comments.
So then when you went to... Going back, you'd live by yourself, and then Gwen came and joined you when you were working
in
Edmonton.
Right. When I was finished up at the hospital, I went to work on the south side at the Treasury Department in the bank. And my mother and father then went up to Lesser Slave Lake. My father got a job on the highways. And what they call the superintendent of the highways at that point.
Yeah.
And big fancy name. All the roads were gravel, and he had a grader, and he went up and down the roads, keeping them in shape all the time. And
but it was pretty good pay for that time.
Yeah, well, yeah, by then it was. And he, Gwen and June went with them first, and then Gwen had to finish high school. So she came and lived with me.
When was the time you told me that it was really tough where... You'd get some money together, and then you'd buy back the beds you sold, or the...
Oh, that was when we lived in Edmonton, when I was growing up.
So that was during the Depression?
very much so after we first moved in there. We actually moved into Edmonton because our farm had gone under. 3 years in a row, we were hailed out. And it was time for Dee Dee to go on to high school. And it meant either, because she went into grade 9 when we went in, and it meant she would have to go to Clyde and board with somebody, or go to Edmonton and board with somebody. And my father decided that he'd get a job in Edmonton, we'd go to Edmonton, and she'd go to high school.
And at least she wouldn't have to board then, too.
Right, right. And she was the family, right. And that's why we moved to Edmonton originally. And my father had different jobs in Edmonton.
And that was pretty common to everyone at that time, from what I can read. Everybody was moving around. And
it was terrible. I mean, jobs were scarce. That's when men were really selling apples on the street corners. Yeah. I remember that.
All the way up there. I know in big cities down here they were, but
there.
Up there
they were doing the same thing there. And they were riding the freight trains, and, you know, it wasn't surprising at all to see somebody at your back door asking for a sandwich or a cup of soup or something. And they moved from here to there just trying to get,
And it wasn't considered sort of disrespect?
No.
They're respectable at that time. It was just, what could you do? Or at least they were moving around trying to get work.
Right. And they'd come and say, can I chop wood for the day and for a meal and all that. And, no, it was tough. Those were very tough times. People are more familiar with it in the United States, but it was the same in Canada. It was exactly the same.
Basically, people were moving around. They were doing anything. They put all their belongings.